Does more activity in space mean more pollution for Earth? That's a concern of listener Lori McQuaig of Seattle. She recently asked KUOW if rockets being launched by private companies like Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin and Elon Musk's SpaceX could damage the ozone layer. KUOW's Catherine Banwell took her question to local science and tech expert Alan Boyle. Boyle, who writes for GeekWire, says that for now, the risk is low, but
if the launch rate rises maybe 10 times as many launches, then experts say that it's something that you might want to think about.
And that's a possibility, isn't it?
Yes, it is a possibility. Actually, the sorts of propellants that they're going to use on these rockets that are coming up are not as bad as the sorts of rockets that they used for the space shuttle program. So that's another thing that might help put people's mind at rest, at least for the time being.
So let's compare the two then. What propellant chemicals are they using in the rockets that are going up now into space? And what was NASA using in the space shuttles?
Well, the main concern is solid rocket boosters. And the shuttle used those to help the shuttle orbiter get into orbit. And that is the main concern for ozone also in terms of producing nitrogen oxides that can harm the ozone layer. The sorts of propellants that will be used by these rockets that SpaceX and Blue Origin are talking about are liquid propellants. SpaceX uses kerosene. It's a highly refined type of kerosene. Blue Origin uses hydrogen for its New Shepard suborbital rocket, and it uses methane, liquefied natural gas, for the new Glenn rocket that it's planning to launch in the next few years.
KUW recently did a couple of stories about air travel and how it affects the climate, because jets burn fuel, right? And that fuel is adding greenhouse gases to the atmosphere. What's the greenhouse effect of the rockets that Blue Origin and SpaceX and the other companies are using?
Well, the consensus is the greenhouse gas emissions, the carbon dioxide emissions, are not a big concern and probably won't be a concern even with a heightened flight rate, that it's just a tenth, perhaps, of what is put into the air by airplanes. And airplanes, in turn, just put in a few percent of the carbon that is industrial in origin.
Do you think there's a possibility for space travel to get greener in the future, like maybe use solar power?
Sure. One of the big long-term applications that's been discussed is space solar power, where you put solar panels in space to generate the power for operations in space. That's one thing that Jeff Bezos has talked about, is that he wants to move a lot of the industrial processes that we have on Earth into space. And then the other thing would be the potential to beam power down from space, from orbit to Earth. That's a little tricky because you start getting into the death ray scenario. You know, what happens if terrorists take control of the space solar power beamer? So hopefully that'll be an issue that wiser heads will be able to deal with in the decades to come.
Can you see us living in space at some point?
I can. I don't know whether it's going to be 30 years or 300 years. Jeff Bezos has talked a lot about having millions of people living and working in space. And Elon Musk talks about making humanity a multi-planet species, and that means you're going to have to kind of go out into space. So I'm on board with that. I'm on that bus. I just don't know how long it's going to take to get there.
Alan Boyle is a science and tech expert who writes for GeekWire. He spoke with KUOW's Catherine Banwell.